Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Stornoway Diamond Corporation 2017 Guidance Conference Call. This call is being recorded today, Tuesday, February 7th, 2017. I would now like to turn the call over to Orin Baranowski, Vice President of Investor Relations and Corporate Development. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Elena. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this call this morning. Yesterday afternoon, we put out a press release announcing our 2016 operating results and our guidance for 2017. Here this morning to discuss our guidance, we have Matt Manson, President and Chief Executive Officer of Stornoway, Patrick Godin, Chief Operating Officer, Rob Josée, Chief Financial Officer, and David Farrell, Vice President of Diamonds. There's a presentation on our website that you are able to access at www.stornowaydiamonds.com that supplements our press release from last night. Management will provide a brief overview of 2016 operating results, followed by our outlook for 2017. We will then open up the floor for questions. Before we begin, please note that certain statements may be made on this call by management that may contain forward-looking information. I refer listeners to read the cautionary statements regarding forward-looking information in our press releases, on our website, and in our presentation. I'll now turn the call over to Matt Manson, Stornoway's President and CEO. Matt?
Thanks, Orin. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for taking the time to join us today. As we go through this, I'm going to be calling out some slide numbers which refer to the slides either in the webcast or if you're following this along with the PDF on the website, the numbers are in the bottom right. This is slide four. 2016 was a very significant year for Stornoway. We completed the construction of the Renard project ahead of schedule, below budget. Our year-end financial results, which will be published later this month, will contain the final forecast cost to complete. We don't expect any significant change to our September 30th forecast of $775 million, which was $36 million below our starting budget of $811 million, our starting budget from July 2014. This was a great performance from the team. The year was rounded off well with our declaration of commercial production, which became effective on January 1st. Our mining operations in 2016 also performed well. Open pit mining productivity was comfortably ahead of plan on tons moved and ore stockpiles. The localized water inflow issue that we'd experienced at the beginning of the year in the underground mine at the top of the ramp, which slowed our progress at that time, has not really occurred. By the end of the year, we were comfortably back on schedule with this work. As of December, we had been in ore on the 160-meter level in the underground mine, and we can report the ground conditions are good. The earlier-than-expected start of processing allowed us to beat our carat production guidance with 448,887 carats produced against a plan of 218,000. We also had a beat on recovered grade, which we are attributing to a better-than-expected mix of ore available to us in the open pit, principally from the Renard 2 kimberlite. The early start also allowed us to have a first sale in November, where we sold a parcel of approximately 40,000 carats for $195 per carat, giving us some unplanned pre-production revenue. We'll have more commentary on diamond pricing later in this presentation. First, though, I will pass this over to David Farrell, our VP Diamonds, to discuss how our mineral resource has been performing and the all-important question of reconciliation as it pertains to diamond content.
Thanks very much, Matt. Slide five illustrates the blend of ore that we've been mining in 2016 and what we've been processing. On a basis of the average reserve grades of the rock units we delivered to the plant in 2016, we might have expected a recovered grade of 92 carats per 100 tons. Our mine plan called for 97 on a basis of the mix of high-grade and low-grade units that we expected to be available to us within the Renard 2 kimberlite at the top of the open pit. As we've mined, though, we've been observing better-than-expected volumes of our higher-grade kimberlite 2B and kimberlite 2C rock units, and this has been demonstrated now over multiple benches, and a similar trend has been observed in the Renard 3 kimberlite. Using our resource grade models and estimates of the mining dilution that we are seeing, we had estimated that we've been supplying ore to the plant with an average grade feed of 111 carats per 100 tons. Against this target, we've achieved an actual recovered grade of 112 carats per 100 tons. At this stage, I'm comfortable, and Stornoway's comfortable, that the Renard resource is performing well within expectations. However, it is too early to say if the better geology that we are seeing is a trend that will continue with depth. Moving to slide six, this is simply our statement of our mineral reserve, which is 22 million carats, which shows the impact of depletion of the previous year. albeit with slightly higher estimate of diamond content in our stockpiles. Changing to slide 7, we've made no change to our mineral resource outside of the mineral reserves, which stands at approximately 1 million carats of indicated and 13 million carats of inferred resources. And likewise, we have made no change to our estimate of non-resource exploration upside at Renard, which stands somewhere between 33 and 71 million carats at a variety of grades and within 76 to 113 million tons. I'll now hand over to Pat Godin, our COO, who will discuss our operating guidance for 2017.
Thank you, David. Moving to slide 9. For 2017, we are forecasting to mine approximately 4.4 million tons in the open pits and to process approximately 2 million tons for 1.7 million carats recovered. This is in line with our March 2016 mine plan and technical report. An increase in our estimate of